This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's 5 o'clock.
And I'm rarely late.
This is Wildcard Week with Isaac and Sue.
Injured? Don't trust just anyone to something so personal. Call George McCoy at Warren Allen. Online at warrenallen.com.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
The Fan.
All right. Nice to have you along. Hope you're having a good little Monday. It was a nice day out there.
It's a great day for me. I mean, this is one of my favorite days of the year.
Yeah, Jan 6.
Big fan.
Stop the steal.
By the way, someone has correctly pointed out the best place to rob. Like, we were trying to find the softest target for, like, the most bang for the buck.
For cash.
For cash, right?
And I don't think it's dispensaries.
You cannot. I'm telling you. The security at dispensaries, it's, if you've ever been to one of those, like, you have to give the money to someone. They take that money and it goes behind like a big metal. You're not.
It's a legalized drug dealing operation. Yes. It's Fort Knox. You're now not getting
still,
it from there.
They still can't bank, right?
No.
Like, they, so
straight
they have
cash.
To, so everybody knows they have all their money on,
yes,
their, on the premises.
I, good luck robbing a dispensary.
Yeah, you ain't getting that.
No, I've thought about that when like I go into that. The security that takes place, the only cash you're going to get from dispensary is the cash from the patrons. And chances are you're going to get locked in that place, but like, they're not messing around.
You can get some weed though.
You probably get some weed, yeah. So, but this person is correct. The old text line here. The place to rob is simple. Girl Scout cookie stand.
Oh,
everyone deals in cash, and security quite pedestrian. we're dealing with usually like an overweight middle-aged mom and like 3 12-year-olds. And yes, that is a cash business, Girl Scout stand. Now, you're going to hell. Like, that's like,
yeah, that's another level.
Yeah, you're going straight to hell. I mean, and not the good part of hell where like, where there's like a lot of like drugs and like loose women.
That's like one of those.
No, like the hell hell.
Pick on somebody your own size. Like, go to the bank. Like, you want cash. Don't take it from little Missy May trying to sell
lemon
tarts or
Cindy
whatever.
Cindy Lou Who's out there trying to sell
s'mores.
Dude. Just
go to Wells Fargo. Well, maybe not Wells Fargo, but you know what I mean.
Don't encourage anyone.
Yeah, sorry. I shouldn't have named
it. I
the
just
bank.
Can't think of a lower form
smaller credit
of
union?
Human being than stealing from the Girl Scouts.
Shove that straight up your little kid ass.
Yeah, you can't do that. That is just,
you
at least have some guts and rob the Boy Scouts.
You can't do that. You can't do that. Where were we?
I don't know. I feel like pistol whipping the pet store guy isn't a lot better.
It's not.
Look at us laughing at the poor sap working at the pet store with Frankie the house cat.
Yeah. I will say, though, that if you're working at a pet store, and I say this for anyone, if I'm working at Odyssey here and someone comes in and is like, hey, give me everything Odyssey has, guess who isn't fighting back? Me. I'm like,
what would you give them?
I don't know.
What if some guy came in here right
some
now and is like, all right,
Roca?
You two, I want everything in here.
Here's a couple mic screens.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, if you like chairs, you have come to the right place.
And you know what? I will help you. Instead of pistol whipping me, I will help you move some of those chairs to your van. Like, I'm not, you don't need to be a hero. Okay? The person wants the $150 from the pet store. That ain't worth getting shot over.
In fact, put your feet up. I will load all the chairs for you.
Exactly.
I won't.
Yeah, you will. He's brandishing a firearm. Yeah, you will.
I'm like, look, take whatever you want. Just leave me out of this.
Well, I've always thought about one of my favorite movies is Hell or High Water. It's a great movie, and it's about bank robbers. And by the way, all that money is federally insured. And the last bank robbery there, it's in Texas. And the one dude decides that he's going to go all cowboy up, and he takes out his concealed weapon and opens fire. And then like 9 people die. Look, I'm saying it's like the bravest thing to do in the world, but no one needs to get shot. It's not your money.
Yeah. Our prized possession here is probably that nice water cooler in the back.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd be a little protective.
There's a big TV.
Yeah. You can, again.
You could get the 1080 the fan neon sign.
Yes, you could.
You could probably find Sook's golf bag somewhere around here.
Hey, we do. We have it's not mine, but we have Rob's old travel case over there. It's still here.
That's gone.
No, it's gone now.
Oh, I saw it last week.
Oh, maybe it is still here. Because it's still here.
It's a
different part of the office.
Yeah, it's a different part of the office.
Well, if you got a big truck, you could take out those stupid $10,000 privacy pods that we put in.
Yeah, those things are spendy.
Nobody ever sits in them.
That's going to be hard to, you're going to have to take those down.
Yeah, good luck getting those out the door.
I'm just saying.
A couple microphones.
If you're working at a place and they come in and they're like, hey, give me this or I'm going to shoot you, your job is then to be like, whatever you want, sir.
I mean, I know this board here is like really expensive. I just don't know how anyone would come in and take it.
And it's not worth your face, Buck.
Nope. I would say have it.
I can't believe those dudes that are like Wells Fargo bank, like the armor truck drivers.
I got to defend this vault.
You're making $24.50 an hour.
They ain't paying you enough to defend the vault.
No,
yeah, that is a weird one, isn't it?
Yeah. Am I getting
over my dead body?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be your dead body, Phil. Just let him have it.
Just let it go, Phil. It's
not your money.
Well, guys, we will talk about Black Monday in our NFL Spelunkadunk coming up.
Ooh, Spelunkadunk.
Tonight in the club, I have been told of tales of a Fox lawsuit involving Joy Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Skip Bayless and others.
It involves kind of everybody.
Let's talk about
that. And there's one man whose name got in there that is breathing the sigh of relief of angels.
In fact, he came out smelling like a rose.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's in the club, 6 to 7. Right now, very late, the hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com.
Number five.
Well, the Blazers are in Detroit, and they are winning again.
Yeah.
At half, it is 60-51.
Break them up, man. They just took out the Bucks.
Sharp, Simons, and Abdia all have 14. There are 5 teams firmly entrenched behind Portland in the race for the best odds for the number one pick. Right now, the Wizards leading that race to the bottom at 6-27. It was the Pelicans, but for some reason they won over the weekend. According to Chris Haynes, the Suns, who have lost 7 of 8, they have benched both Bradley Beal and Yusuf Nurkic for Ryan Dunn and Mason Plumlee.
Yeah, hey, it's the Plumlee model.
Yeah, Mace.
We've tried that before. Yeah, the Suns are 15-18.
And the Mavs are losing Kyrie Irving 1 to 2 weeks. He has a back issue. There's your NBA. Don't say we never talk NBA, you bitches.
I'd be out for the
number 4.
At one point, surging Pistons, and now back to the... broke his leg.
Trio of Ducks have declared for the NFL draft. No surprise. Jordan James, the running back. Wide receiver Tez Johnson and defensive tackle Derek Harmon.
Yeah. Dude, it's going to be a... I mean, look, you've been recruiting great. You know you're going to hit the portal hard, but This is going to be a massive shift. You're going to lose your three best receivers. You're going to lose probably four of your five offensive linemen. You're going to lose most of your big production off of your defensive line, at least the three big ones. Almost your entire secondary. This is, and you know, one of your best linebacker, actually your two best linebackers. This is going to be a, and quarterback. It's going to be a radically different team next year, and certainly less experienced than the one we've seen the last 2 years.
Number three. Well, the NFL playoffs are set. We've got the Eagles hosting the Packers on Sunday. Both quarterbacks are a little iffy. Jalen Hurts today still in concussion protocol, although they will not practice until Wednesday, so you won't know anything about him for a couple of days. Jordan Love fell on his elbow against the Bears, said he couldn't feel his throwing hand, but they said he could have gone back in the game if they needed. His deep threat receiver, Christian Watson, is a different story, however. He has a torn ACL.
It's a big deal right
there.
And
he is done for the season.
I mean, he really is their only vertical threat. Their offense becomes very horizontal without him. That's a huge blow for a Packers offense that just hasn't been quite the dynamic group that we thought it was going into this year.
By the way, on the Jalen Hurts thing, I know everyone was freaking out about that today. Come on. He'll be up. He'll be up.
But you just wonder, kind of a rust factor there. You know,
there will be a rust factor.
They're not winning without him.
Yeah, but they run the ball, play defense, you know.
If it's not the Lions coming out of the NFC, it should be the Eagles.
Number two. Seahawks have fired offensive coordinator Ryan Grubb. Just one season.
Yeah, I was kind of reading about it, and it sounds like they're just with some internal, maybe not thrilled with the way they went about going about their business on the offensive side of things. I mean,
well, they finished 21st in scoring. Yeah. They were 28th in rushing. And Mike McDonald said that the direction of the offense was different than his vision, which basically means he wants to run the ball.
Yeah.
And they were not getting any good at running the ball.
The problem is you had literally the worst offensive line in the entire NFL. So, I mean, look, ultimately it falls on one guy's head. It sounds like they didn't get along. They probably bumped heads. But I'm not sure how much of that is Grubb's fault when you literally have a garbage-ass offensive line.
Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson has suffered a setback in his Achilles rehab, and they are now saying that he may not play at all next season.
No, there's some talk. They said that they're going to evaluate in another week or two, but he may need another surgery.
Ooh.
Look, can we just...
Is he done, done?
You know, the Browns want out of that deal. And he is tired of being hated, and he knows he's not any good, he's mentally broken. You wonder if they just get a doctor at this point to be like, hey, medically he can't play anymore, let the insurance kick in, he gets all the money, and the Browns get to move off of it, and you're just done. That wouldn't shock me one bit if in the coming months you hear another surgery and then you hear insurance claim and finished.
It's Black Monday. So far, the Patriots and Jags have fired their head coaches. Gerard Mayo got 1 year in New England.
That is so weird. He was handpicked by Robert Kraft, and he's as the most, the least talented team in the NFL, and you fire him after 1 year? That's odd.
4-13. Doug Peterson out in Jacksonville, 22-29 in three seasons there. The Jags did retain GM Trent Baalke, however. There are three other openings, Bears, Jets, and Saints, at least so far. The Saints have requested to speak with Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore, and the Bears want to talk with Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy for some reason.
What?
It appears the Giants will retain both GM Joe Shane and coach Brian Daboll.
Boy, can the Bears be any dumber than just moving on from Eberflus and being like, hey, Mike McCarthy, come on down? Like, that's the most Bears thing ever if they do that.
We'll talk more about Black Monday coming up next. The Hot 5 at 5 brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, a hit with the whole family. Order in-store, online, or delivered to your door at victorricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victor Rico's. We'll be right back on 1080 The Fan. All right, Black Monday. Only two firings.
Yeah.
That's kind of unusual for the NFL.
Yeah, normally you get a run of these things. But we would assume that the Giants would have made a move. They're not. Sounds like the Colts aren't making a move.
And we did have three in-season firings.
That's
so there's
true.
Five total.
There's still five openings.
Five openings. Yeah.
That's a little low.
Well,
normally there's like eight or nine, aren't there?
Yeah, I think the Giants, the Colts, and the Dolphins are all... The Giants maybe don't quite fall into this category. I think it's the idea, like, with the Dolphins and the Colts, you kind of have a lot of money invested and there's no real way to get off of it. So you're going to take a kick in the junk either way. So it's kind of along the lines of, well, let's just play it out one more year. And then both of those teams and the Giants to an extent can do a hard reset at the end of next year and just flush everything if it doesn't go the way that you want it to. Because while the Giants do need to find a quarterback, the Colts and the Dolphins still kind of obviously have theirs. So you kind of, I guess that makes sense. Where in a lot of years, both of those guys would have been fired. The Giants, I don't know what the Giants are doing.
I don't either. But I don't know. I guess continuity's good.
I guess.
They're just blaming it all on Daniel Jones.
Yes. And he did say, I don't remember if it was the GM or if it was Dable that said that, yes, we're back, but they said that the owner has completely lost patience. So
that means...
Mara himself said it today.
Turn it around, baby.
They said...
Right now.
I'm trying to remember how they phrased it to him, and he said, we will continue down this path right now, but I'm losing my patience. Yeah. Or I'm running out of patience.
So Dable could get fired...
Mid-season. If it goes bad, yeah.
Pierce, I mean, who's their quarterback next year?
They don't have one. They'll go in the draft. But, you know, they don't have one of the... Let me look at the... I think they're picking...
They're not in the top five, are they?
Yeah, they're in the top.
I don't think they are.
Let me see what we got.
I wrote that down earlier.
I have it right here. So, Tennessee's one. By the way, the Patriots... This is so stupid. So if your plan, they fired Mayo like 2 seconds after the game. They did the on the tarmac Lane Kiffin thing.
And he won.
And if you're going to fire him, then don't let him coach that game, because with that win and Joe Milton, by the way, holy hell.
Yeah.
Best throw you'll see all year.
I didn't watch any of it because I don't care.
Lovie Smith. He won the last game before the Texans fired him, and it cost them the number one overall pick.
Oh, that's right.
So the Patriots went from the number one overall pick, and because they had that meaningless win against the Bills and fired your coach, they went from 1-4. The Giants picked third.
Oh, they do pick third.
So it's kind of a wonky thing, because a lot of people think it is a two-quarterback draft, and that Ward and Sanders 1-2, and Tennessee and Cleveland both need quarterbacks. So the Giants need a quarterback. They got to figure something out. So, you know, are they in the Sam Darnold thing? Do you try to go out and try to make a play for him? Do you try to move up into one of the two spots? Is there another quarterback somewhere on the board that you like? But probably not one that's worth taking at three. But they are in I think Dable gets fired, because I don't think that thing gets turned around. But he stuck around. Cleveland didn't make a move. Antonio Pierce, for whatever reason, said he thinks he'll be back. I don't know why he would. He's another guy that could easily be gone. I'm trying to think of what else.
One of the reasons with him that he thinks he'll be back is that he said he talks with Mark Davis all the time, and he told him to go out and win some football games, and he won two of the last three. He thinks that's what he's supposed to do.
Cowboys?
Yeah, Cowboys could make a move, but, you know.
McCarthy's contract's up Sunday, I think, or something?
Something like that.
It'd be just like Jerry to be like, well, we're not going to renew him for the Cowboys.
So those are the ones that could come open. That's about it. Everything else is...
Titans are going to stick with whoever... Yep.
Titans are sticking.
Titans guy is?
Yep, Titans are sticking. And they've got the number one overall pick, so they'll move on from, obviously, Will Levis, and we'll see where we go. And it's Brian Callahan is their coach.
So back to the Patriots real quick. So they fire Mayo, mm-hmm. who was the coach in waiting.
Yes.
So he was supposed, they pinpointed him as the coach to follow Bill Belichick the whole time.
Handpicked.
And then they only gave him 1 year. So they basically, they passed on Mike Vrabel mm-hmm. to get Mayo in there. And then now they have fired Mayo after a year to get Mike Vrabel.
Yeah. Welcome.
Can I just say, look,
I know where you're going with this, and you're not wrong.
I don't want to minimize the role of Robert Kraft nor Bill Belichick in the Patriots dynasty, but my God, are we learning that Tom Brady was a much bigger piece of that than those other two guys?
It at least appears. Hold on, I got to sneeze.
Uh-oh.
It's already been addressed.
It's January 6th.
There's one on the horizon.
I hate that.
It is a real possibility that we are seeing the fall of an empire, and that these are the sorts of things that these are the knee-jerk things where once good organizations fall and never quite get up off the mat. And, you know, even towards the end of the Brady Belichick thing, you know, Kraft was getting involved in personnel decisions and the pissy match between Brady and Belichick, and Tom leaves and goes down and wins. And there was an ugly ending with Belichick. And then obviously your handpicked guy, you give him no time whatsoever with the least talented roster. You keep your GM around, and I'm sorry, but like you're keeping your GM around. Why? I mean, he fell into Drake May. It was the only thing that he did that was good. Unless this was just behind the scenes and an unmitigated disaster with Mayo, and now you're going to the Vrabel. We'll see where this goes. But again, it's a really bad roster right now. You do have a quarterback. Just keep an eye on that.
Well, they haven't hired Vrabel.
No, but
I think that
seems to be the assumption.
I think they're a little worried that Vrabel already interviewed with the Jets.
Yeah.
And of course, he's a Patriots guy, played there. So I'm guessing they're probably, you know, if you want to give them some credit and look at, and spin this positive, you could say, well, they're righting a wrong. You know, they know they screwed up and Vrabel's sitting out there ready to get back in the game. So let's go get Vrabel. I mean, you know, I guess you could look at it that way, but I don't know why Vrabel all of a sudden is a hot name when nobody wanted him last year.
Yeah. Cause apparently he was too gruff.
Right.
Right. He was too intimidating.
And now all of a sudden he's like the hot guy out there.
Well, man, it feels
weird.
When you have bad ownership, bad front office, it all trickles down. And I am going to be very interested to see if New England kind of, as Kraft gets older and if he goes kind of the Davis road. And even Jerry Jones to an extent. We just get to a certain age and you just kind of become old and you're chasing the past.
He may already be low-key that.
It's possible.
Because have you seen all this stuff with him trying to get into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, it's weird.
Look, it's a shame that he's not in the Hall of Fame, but for some reason, they will not put him in the Hall of Fame.
No.
And he's livid about it.
Yeah.
He released that whole documentary about himself just to try to help his cause. It's a very strange situation with Robert Kraft. And he's getting up there.
He's getting up there. I've thought that exact same thing. Are we just seeing the entire empire just with cracks in the foundation and Tom was the spackle. He was the mortar that kept everything together. And Tom left and Bill left and now
Kraft's older than Jerry.
Yeah. He's like in his what? He's like what?
He's 83.
He's 83. Well, we all make fun of Jerry for chasing the past. And you can say what you will about Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones won 3 Super Bowls. Now it's not, you know, what Robert Kraft did, but Jerry at one time was top of the world. And Al Davis was too at one point. Let's not act like the Raiders weren't at one point a great organization.
Yeah, but this is Mark.
Yes. I'm just saying Al fell from grace towards the end, too.
Well, they all get old and weird.
Yes.
And they just, I don't know.
Watched old people just get older? Yeah. They start becoming strange, whether it's your parents or like, lose themselves and become a weirder version.
Well, and now, too, it's funny because you become old. You have all the power in the world. No one's willing to check you on it. You have all that success that you think you can do it again and you think you're the reason why.
Maybe a little desperate.
Yeah. You start grasping at straws.
Not thinking clearly. Vrabel, although if they hire Vrabel, that's a pretty good hire for the Patriots.
I would think.
But they should have done it last year, is all I'm saying.
Or if Mayo really was the... I would love to know, and maybe more comes out, I would love to know what exactly he did to get fired after a year when he had no one to work with, no roster whatsoever. In fact, I think you can make the argument, at least from the offensive side of things, they outperformed what they should have been. Battle line, worst weapons in the league, and... You know, I thought Drake May was the one bright spot they had.
More on Black Monday coming up next as our NFL Spelunkadunk continues. We also have a notable notation of note regarding the playoffs, a stat, as it were, when we return. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
Playoffs?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, wrapping up the NFL Spelunkadunk, and then we'll get to the club. We've got a juicy lawsuit coming down in the world of sports.
Oh, yeah. None of the people involved in it are willing. They're all pretending like they didn't get de-pantsed in front of a national audience. They all went on their shows today and are like, no, don't mind me.
Well, one person was dressed considerably different than normal.
What?
Oh, that'll be addressed in the club. But a couple notable notations, but first, wrapping up Black Monday, who do the Jags go get? What would you do there? You do have Trevi.
Yeah. I mean, look.
So you got a decent quarterback.
Yeah. I would think that the top name on everyone's list, I would assume, is going to be Ben Johnson.
But he's not going to Jacksonville.
I wouldn't think so. That doesn't seem like, I would think that he would have his pick. Although, you know, you go to Jacksonville and... You know, Jacksonville's roster is not barren, and you do have a quarterback that has shown promise. I don't know if you say that's a franchise quarterback, but I don't think that's the worst place in the world to go.
What's the best job open? Jets, Bears, Jags, Patriots, or Saints?
Ooh, God. Run that by me one more time.
Jets, Bears, Jags, Patriots, Saints.
Yuck.
Is it a different answer for roster and organization?
Yeah, like...
Because, like, I feel like the Bears definitely has the best roster there, but a lot of people have been complaining about how the Bears organization has just run things over the years.
Yeah, and they're keeping Poles, the GM, and I'm not certain if you want to...
Hitch your wagon to
if
that.
If you want to hitch your wagon to that.
But the players you'd inherit might be the best of those that you
I think it's the best collection, but then, you know, it
Isn't
goes
Isn't the
down.
Jets the best collection?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I mean.
Nah, the Jets are old and the Jets are broken. Like, Davante Adams is expensive. You probably can't bring him back. You don't have a quarterback at all. Your offensive line is in shambles and was old. The defense was pretty good.
Do the Bears have a quarterback?
Well, that's the bigger question. I think if you believe in Caleb Williams and that you can fix Caleb Williams, the answer is the Chicago Bears. But that's a big if, because that's an organization that continues to F up, is not viewed as a good front office necessarily from ownership on down. And if you don't believe in Caleb Williams, then, or if you don't want to deal with the GM, if you don't get along with him, that would be problematic.
So the team that has an opening with the best quarterback situation, dare I say New England?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May is good.
Yeah. Drake May is
They don't have a lot around really him, but he's been okay.
But and, then, and you have a bunch of money to go out and
you do and have an owner that just won a bunch of rings.
Yeah.
But then you've got Carr, New Orleans, but that's a bad franchise.
It's a
right?
bad franchise. And you got cap situations that are going to be problematic too. I'm not certain that I would. I mean, look, NFL jobs, you're there's only so many of them. And so like if that comes up, that's not going to be one that that people are going to just turn down. But again, if I'm Ben Johnson should get his pick of those. And I do not think that he would, I don't think he would take the New Orleans job. I think Chicago, I think New England, I think to an extent Jacksonville.
Maybe Chicago, yeah, with yeah, Caleb.
Probably
but
has
he
that.
He had his pick last year and he stayed. So yeah. This looks like a worse lot of picks.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Does he stay again?
Maybe he stays again.
Well, Aaron Glenn, New Orleans. Aaron Glenn was the second runner, or was the first runner up last year. So my guess is that Aaron Glenn probably ends up in New Orleans.
Well, that I can see.
Yes.
But that kind of fits. But Ben Johnson, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know
if any of those are good for him, except for maybe working with Caleb.
And I do think that if you're Ben Johnson and you go to New England and you can get some clarity and you can sit down with Elliot Wolf, the GM and Kraft, and be like, hey, we're going to do this together. New England has a ton of picks. New England has $130 million in cap space. And more importantly, they've got a young quarterback that I think Ben Johnson would be really excited about. If I'm not mistaken, I believe New England has the most cap space of any team available. So I think that may be something there. If you're Ben, but you're right. Ben turned him down last year to come back to Detroit. And I don't know if there's great candidates this year, but I would assume that both Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn are both gone at the end of this year to keep both of those guys for an extra year. I mean, just to keep one of those guys was amazing, but to keep both. And this is the thing that scares me a little bit about the Lions. You talk about this all the time. When you have coaches that are interviewing for other jobs and eyes off the ball, if you want to talk about something besides injuries that could be problematic for Detroit, your two coordinators are two of the three best. So the names that are out there, right, that everyone wants, Vrabel is there, and then it's Ben Johnson and it's Aaron Glenn. And then what, Leon Cohen, who's the coordinator for the Buccaneers. Those are kind of the four names you hear. That would scare me to death if I'm Dan Campbell and the Lions, that my guys are, like, there's no way around it. You don't have their full attention. They are actively pursuing other jobs. It would scare me to death.
All right. Well, we'll see. And maybe some more openings come up, you know?
Yeah. Like I said, the Raiders, it's not over. The Raiders could come open.
The Bengals
potentially could come open. The Browns.
Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys.
There you go. Ben Johnson to Dallas.
I'm all right. Again, I don't
like.
What
do you mean you're all right?
If I am a coach.
Oh, you're saying if you're the Cowboys, you don't want him?
No, if I'm Ben Johnson, I don't want that job.
Oh.
If I am a coach, I am looking for three things. One, stability and ownership. And I don't know how many great owners there are, but that would be a big one for me. Ownership, GM, can I get along with that? And then it is quarterback. Do I have a franchise quarterback? And do I have space? Or am I a little hamstrung with my roster? Do you realize that the New Orleans Saints, I wanted to look this up. And yes, I was right. The New England has $132 million in cap space. They can revamp that team with a draft and a cheap quarterback. New England can turn that thing around. New Orleans, on the other hand, and again, think about how hard this is going to be. Would you care to guess?
Five.
They're 32, by the way.
What?
The New England's number one for cap space.
Yeah, they're Saints are last.
Yes. Would you care to guess?
Five.
Oh, it's in the negative.
Oh, cap space?
It's negative.
Negative $8 billion.
Just give me a realistic number that you think.
I don't know, 30 million?
Keep going.
70 million?
Keep going.
125 million.
They are
more.
$78 million behind.
Well, I almost got it.
So, like, the just to let you know, the worst other situation in the NFL is the Cleveland Browns at negative 19. So,
ooh.
And the Saints don't have a quarterback. They don't have the ability to go out and get a quarterback.
Derek Carr.
They don't have a quarterback. They don't have the ability to go out and get a quarterback.
Spencer Rattler.
They don't have a quarterback. They don't have to go to get a
Josh
quarterback.
Josh Haner.
They don't have a
Jake Haner.
They don't have a quarterback.
Ooh, so can we keep going?
If I'm Aaron Glenn, no offense,
Taysom Hill.
Stick around. Well, that's probably the best one. I'd stick around in Detroit before I'd go take that New Orleans job. Unless you just want the, look, it's a $20 to $25 million payday. It's guaranteed money. And you never know when it's going
to... That's why Aaron Glenn fits. Yeah, it's like, just go down there. you're not the most coveted guy. It'll be cool. You're bring some culture.
Yeah.
Bring that Dan Campbell toughness down there.
Yeah.
Other than that, you're not going to have any good players to work with.
Maybe
Jacksonville is a sneaky good job compared to these others.
It's compared to some of the other
ones. Because Shad Khan or whatever his name is, he'll spend money.
Yeah. All right, they're middle.
You
of
got
pack.
Trevy.
You got Trevor. And
excuse me.
There's some weapons there.
Trent Baalke is.
He's coming back.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Fartgate. Well, anyway, our NFL Spelunkadunk continues next. A couple of notes to wrap up the playoff talk as we get set for Wildcard Weekend on the Fan. Yeah, we've been all NFL today. You know, the college football playoffs is this week.
Yeah.
Still got the semis, just because the Ducks are out of it.
See, you rolled your way into the semis.
So that'll be Thursday and Friday. Wrapping up the NFL Spelunkadunk, I've got a little nugget here. One courtesy of producer Ryan Buckley.
Mm-hmm.
But first, and this shouldn't shock you, but I thought the correlation was quite strong that I wanted to tell you.
Talk to me.
Or quiz you. So there are 14 teams in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 14, how many are in the top 15 in one category? And what would you think that one category is? No, let me say it to you this way. Sorry. 13 of the 14 playoff teams
mm-hmm.
are in the top 15 in this category. That's probably an easier way to...
Yeah.
So they're all in there.
And we're not talking about like an EPA sort of thing. This is no. like a major category.
Yeah. Yep.
Rushing.
It's not rushing. It's the thing they always talk about. Decides games more than
turnovers.
Turnover margin per game.
Yeah.
13 of the 14 teams are in the top 15. Like it's I was just looking through some stats. It's just uncanny that you read through you just look at the turnover margin per game page. All the playoff teams, top 15.
Makes sense.
All the crappy teams, bottom 15. Really one exception. You know who that is?
I'm trying to think of who turns the ball over a bunch. It's not like Kansas City, is it?
No, it's not Kansas City. There's one team that is in the playoffs that is not in the top 15 of turnover margin per game. Mm. They are 18th, though. So they're
18th. So it's right on the
they're
cusp.
Close.
I don't know, who you got?
The Bucks.
Oh.
That's the one team that turns it over.
Yeah, and we don't really think the Bucks are like... I mean, the Bucks are... Let's be honest. The Bucks are there because they play in a crappy division and someone had to win that division. Like...
Now, there are two teams that are not in the postseason that are top 15 in turnover margin per game. Those teams are the Bengals and, believe it or not, the Bears.
Huh. Well, the Bears have a lot. I mean, the Bears do get a lot of takeaways. And believe it or not, Caleb Williams didn't throw that many picks this year. One, he throws a lot of screen passes. I'll have to pull him up. But for all the talk of... Jaden Daniels having obviously this phenomenal year and franchise quarterback, his numbers and Caleb Williams' numbers aren't that dissimilar. It's,
but he runs.
He runs. I mean, he's so good with his legs. I'm just saying it's not quite as alarming as you would think. I got to pull up his numbers and see, but I don't think he turned it over that much.
He went like a 5 or 6 game stretch towards the end of the season where he did not throw a pick. And I think he might've even set a rookie record for attempts without a pick.
Let's go.
Well, I mean, there's at least something.
Go Bears.
All right. So here we go. Let's look at old Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels here. So Jaden Daniels threw for 35-68. Caleb Williams threw for 35-41.
That's more than I would have thought.
Right?
Because it seems like every week he's thrown for 150.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, that's...
But they were behind a lot.
They were behind a lot. But, I mean, those numbers are very close. Daniels completed 69% of his passes, Williams 63. So, the bump. 7.4 per attempt for Daniels, 6.3 for Williams.
Yeah,
so
it's a big difference.
It's a big difference. 20 touchdown passes to 25.
Who had 25?
Daniels. And 9 picks for Daniels and only 6 for... Caleb Williams.
Wow. They are closer than I would have thought.
And the quarterback rating is significant. I mean, 100 for Daniels and 88 for Williams. But one gets talked about as this generational player, and the other one, you know, people crap all over. And, you know, just the numbers are they're in the ballpark.
Well, his team's winning.
Yes, his team's
winning. Jaden Daniels.
And his legs are a huge difference.
Yeah. And he just has kind of that it. Like, he just made plays.
He has an it factor. And Caleb Williams does not.
He's just like, oh, God. It's like... Oh. It's kind of one of those where you watch him with one eye, like your hands over your face,
yep.
Just like peeking, like, you know, he's and, just got a little.
And his season collapsed after the Hail Mary against Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, he just.
I would have liked to have seen, and maybe we'll get a look next year. I would just like to see him with a more competent offense. Because I think he had better talent around him, but I think the structure that Cliff Kingsbury and the Commanders put around him is so much better than whatever the hell they were doing in Chicago, because they didn't have a plan to speak of at all. But I was thinking more like rushing, because when you look at the best rushing teams, like the NFL is throwing.
There is definitely a correlation with rushing for sure.
But number one rushing team in
Baltimore.
The league. Baltimore, then Philly, then Washington, then Tampa, then Green Bay, then Detroit. You see a...
Yeah.
You know, see a
exactly.
theme?
Exactly.
Then two down from that is Buffalo. One down from that is Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And then there's a little bit of a gap and we get into like the Chargers.
Who's the worst rushing team in the field?
In the field? Let's look at the playoffs.
Vikings, maybe?
I think it's actually Kansas City.
Really?
Yeah. No, Rams.
Rams.
Rams are the worst rushing offense.
That doesn't bode well.
Yeah. Rams and Chiefs.
You got to run the football, man.
The bottom two. Yeah, unless you're Kansas City, then you just get to third down and tell Mahomes to go do Mahomes things.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, it's weird. They're 15-1, or actually 15-2 now because the, you know, whatever.
Losers.
15-2, two-time defending Super Bowl champions, and I don't know how many people have any faith whatsoever that they are going to win another one, or even one of the two or three favorites.
There's a couple really good teams in the AFC this year.
Yep.
Baltimore, Buffalo.
And it's just funny to say that you're unimpressive at 15-2. But you are.
Yeah.
It's weird.
They're unimpressive compared to their last couple of years.
Yes.
For sure. But their defense is sick.
Yeah.
And Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And Andy Reid is Andy Reid. It didn't look all that pretty.
It did not.
But
They're 15-2.
All they do is win.
Yeah. It just reminds me a little bit of like that Florida State team that was undefeated, but like you're like, and then Oregon just pantsed them.
Chiefs, Lions, Super Bowl. No chance, right? Right?
No, there's a chance.
But, I mean, there's what I mean. Like, come on, that's not happening.
If you ask me which one was more likely to get there, I'd say Detroit. I just don't see Kansas City getting by Baltimore or Buffalo in the playoffs. I don't know if there's another NFC team that scares me, though.
That's a good question. Like, what are the odds? Chiefs or Lions? Who has better odds to make the Super Bowl?
I would assume the Lions.
Probably, because they're in the NFC.
In the NFC. I mean, look, you take Philadelphia out, and Philadelphia's got their own questions. They got Sirianni. Hurts is banged up.
Yeah, after Philly, the NFC is wide open. After Detroit and Philly.
Certainly feels that way. I mean, we're talking about Detroit, so you move Detroit out of it. And especially after last night, I think people have really soured on Minnesota. And by the way, right now, this according to...
I've got it on FanDuel here.
Vegas Insider, the Lions are the favorite at plus 280, and your Chiefs are second at plus 350.
Wait, Super Bowl or to win the conference?
No, it's Super Bowl.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, so that's...
win the whole thing.
That right there tells me that the NFC, it's just an easier path. Yeah. For Detroit.
Yeah,
yeah, but Detroit's plus 130 to win the NFC, KC plus 155 to win the
AFC.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted. Okay. So Detroit is still a better favorite.
Yeah.
Slightly.
Slightly.
Well, and in the AFC, the Bills are narrower second. They're plus 250, whereas the Eagles are plus 320 in the NFC. Yeah.
And if you're looking at Super Bowl odds, so Lions at plus 250, and then the Chiefs plus 350, Ravens, Bills both at plus 600, and then you got to jump down. The Eagles are plus 800. So just go, you know, that goes to the...
Wow.
The AFC has three teams. I'll
tell you what, that Eagles bet, yeah. That's not a bad bet.
There's some value out there.
Yeah.
Because
Vikings now at plus 16.
That defense can slow down the Lions a little bit, can't they?
I would think, although not many people have, but that Philly defense is really, really
good.
And they've got corners that can play and man up.
Huh. Wonder why they're so low.
I don't know. If you wanted a flyer on, and then this is winning the Super Bowl. This isn't getting to the Super Bowl. So you got to believe they got to get
there. Well, you would hedge that. Like that's one that you would just hope that the Eagles get to the Super Bowl and then you'd hedge out of it.
Buck, what do you got on the Eagles to win the NFC? Because I just have the Super Bowl.
To win the NFC, Eagles plus 320.
Okay. So that's not that great of a
It goes from Lions plus 130, Eagles plus 320, so, and then you get into Vikings plus 650, Packers plus 950.
Your better bet is to, if you like the Eagles, is to just take them to win the Super Bowl and then hedge it out.
Hedge it, yeah.
Because that's plus 800 is a tasty line for a Philadelphia team when healthy. It's probably the most, it's not probably, when healthy, it's the most talented roster. Yeah. Certainly in the NFC, and it's probably the most talented roster in the NFL, period.
I mentioned this earlier, but if Jalen Hurts plays, they will have all 22 starters healthy for that game against the Packers.
Well, and if we're going position by position, where is Philadelphia's weakness?
No, I mean, I don't know how you... Quarterback?
Honestly, and that's a guy that a couple years ago had the game of his life in the Super Bowl, should have won, minus his defense, but...
I don't really trust him.
You got a really good O-line, an MVP running back, two ridiculous receivers, a good tight end, and then your defense right now, my God, it's lights out.
They're nasty.
You've got multiple Defense of the Year candidates on your D.
Yeah.
And yet, Nick Sirianni, which...
Yeah. Maybe it should be Kenny Pickett at quarterback.
Old tiny two gloves.
Just to challenge themselves.
Just see what's up.
All right. I'm worn out. That was a lot of hot
that
sports
is a
stuff.
Lot.
This is hard.
Yeah.
You Gatorade and a towel. Time out.
I'm exhausted.
Let's get a T.O.
T.O., baby, T.O. Our Bison, by the way, kicking the living hell out of our Bobcats.
It's 21-10. How is that kicking the living hell out of? This is like you.
It was 21-3, honestly.
This is like you bragging about Virginia Tech winning when they were up 7-0 and they ended up losing 21-7.
It didn't work. I lost my... Lost my $20.
I mean, it's 21-10.
When I saw it, it was 21-3. I didn't see the extra touchdown. When did that touchdown happen?
Just a little bit ago.
Yeah, I didn't see
I've got my eye on this. My Bobcats are hanging around.
You want to bet? You want to bet?
Why did you say that twice? No, I don't want to bet. Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah. Is there a lot of wheat in North Dakota?
Yes.
Okay. They got. It looks like the bison have a wheat
strike. Bison.
Bison. They got a wheat stripe. I didn't know there was a bunch of wheat in the Dakotas.
I got to tell you, I don't like how Montana State looks a little bit like Washington. I know they're blue,
but yeah, it's
but it kind of looks purple.
It's got a purple tint with the gold helmet.
And they
helmet.
Have the M on the helmet, that, which looks like an upside down
I'm with you.
W.
Yeah.
And the gold helmets.
Yeah.
I don't
could,
like that.
They could do better.
I'm going to go with the bison for that reason.
Do it. Bison.
Our bison.
Yeah.
All right, we have a big lawsuit to talk about involving names you know in
they
sports.
They named names.
Sports media lawsuits. These are juicy. That's next on The Fan.
I'll get it in.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.